Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome to the weekend. A lot going on. Just a few minutes. We're going to update you on parking for tomorrow on the North Shore. Between the Pitt West Virginia football game and the Pirates Royals game, we have details. Merrill Stabile standing by from Elko Parking. And right now, you know how much we support our veterans, the men and women who serve, their families who sacrifice. And happy to report UPMC and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs are launching a new statewide program to benefit our veterans. And joining us from UPMC, Mark Magala, who's the Director of Veterans Care Services, and from the VA, Chuck Tilges, who is the Deputy Network Director. Gentlemen, welcome to KDK.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Thank you.
So where do we start? We'll start with you, Mark, from UPMC. How did this collaboration come together? Because I think this is going to be so important to support our veterans. So how did this happen?
Well, I think it starts with in 2018, 2019, when we passed the Mission Act as a nation, which allowed veterans to receive care in the community. What this did is it expanded services, and as Chuck will surely tell you, what this offers is additional care for service members across the nation. In doing so, UPMC began identifying veterans through our electronic medical record during the registration process, and as we do this, we're able to coordinate care with our VA collaborative partners across the state. Their ask is to embed that community nurse liaison to assist in care coordination and discharge planning, repatriation back into the VA, and services back out into the community. It's a wonderful collaboration, and I can't thank Chuck and the VA enough for offering this opportunity to UPMC.
So, Chuck, when will this be available to veterans to expand the services they can get in many cases in their own communities now?
So, Larry, as Mark mentioned, you know, with the passing of the Mission Act, a lot of more veterans were had emergency care available to them. The VA saw that about 2022, and so we reached out to our partners, and UPMC was gracious enough to go on this pilot with us on embedding a nurse. So when we have this memorandum signing today, we are going to start rolling this out in stages across the other medical centers through starting, I believe, with Erie, then Altoona, and Pittsburgh. And then we already have it rolled out in Lebanon.
And central Pennsylvania, too. So what will this mean to veterans, Chuck, in terms of their accessibility? Somebody listening right now, if you're a veteran, what would you say to them, and what will be options for them for the future?
Well, Larry, it's really nice. I am a veteran, and what I would tell them, not all veterans, so getting into the veteran benefits sometimes is tough. And what this program has done is it has allowed us, with UPMC identifying that veteran, our nurse liaison is then able to go speak to that veteran, tell them what benefits are available to them, enroll them if they need to, work with the team to get them, the care that, they need, follow on after their stay in the hospital. And sometimes we're repatriating veterans who used to use VA. But most of all, we're also seeing a lot of veterans that never used VA that have had no other health care coverage and had no other choice. And now they are able to get care because they're enrolled in the VA benefits.
Well, Chuck, thank you for your service to our country as well. And so in terms of coverage, you just mentioned coverage. How will that work for veterans who, really rely on the VA?
So I say coverage, but VA is not really an insurer. But what we do is we provide access to health care. We either provide the health care or we provide access in the community on, with the money that we have with the VA.
All right. And Mark, the rollout locally, when will these services, the liaison embedded nurse, be available here? I understand Shadyside Hospital is one of them and Passavant too.
Absolutely. So this really is dependent upon how fast we can move. There are a handful of obviously administrative steps that we're going to go through, but we are extremely confident that through this fall and into early next year and by the end of summer, we will have all 8 UPMC facilities collaborating with our VA partners and having the community nurse liaison embedded within our facilities to provide the services for care coordination, discharge planning, follow-on care back into UPMC and or the VA or the medical facility that the veteran chooses. Ultimately, what the Mission Act, the PACT Act, and the Compact Act, they allow the veteran to make these choices to go where they need to when they receive care. Let's be clear, though. The VA is an amazing healthcare system as well, along with our UPMC life-changing medicine team. So this is a really remarkable opportunity for veterans. If I could stress anything enough, veterans, Chuck, thank you for your services. You know, we both serve together. Veterans, if you need support, enroll in healthcare with the VA. Your care coordination, your life-changing medicine, your service deserves that.
This is fantastic, gentlemen. This is very good news. So where can we find out more and the details?
From the UPMC side, obviously, we will continue to have press releases. And as we roll these out across each individual market, we'll be working with our state partners through the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, our county veteran service office directors, every local organization will be given the opportunity. And then wonderful coverage from individuals like yourself and the team, Larry. This is remarkable. So thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to talk about this collaboration between VA and UPMC.
Well, I appreciate both of you men and your service, and we support anything that will help our men and women who have served and their families too. So this is great news. UPMC's Mark Magala, who's the Director of Veterans Care Services, and from the VA, Chuck Tilges, who's Deputy Network Director. It's a great day. Thank you both. Have a good weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you, Larry.
Yep, thank you, Larry.
The North Shore tomorrow, you've heard all about it, right? They've sold out the Pitt West Virginia game at Acrisure Stadium, kickoff at 3:30, and then 105 Pirates anticipating maybe 20,000 tickets sold in their game with the Royals. So parking has been in the bullseye from the Post-Gazette. They joked the backyard crawl.
It's a great way to put it.
We got the king of parking. Merrill Stabile's with us from Elko Parking. You've been doing this for a few seasons, haven't you, Merrill?
Yes, a few years, that's for sure.
And in your time doing this and operating these parking lots, have we ever had quite this convergence?
Never. This is this day is unprecedented. There's usually been 7 or 8 hours between events, Larry. But due to circumstances beyond our control, I think we're sort of at the mercy of television broadcasting, so that the events just ended up being so close to one another.
Now, we know that at Pirate Games, some people have pre-purchased their parking lot for the season. Same for football games, Pitt and the Steelers, too. So how does this work tomorrow, since 105 and 330 are so close?
The most important thing I can tell the general public is if they haven't pre-purchased a space for either a Panther game or the Pirate game, then they should not come to the North Shore. There will not be space. Oh, the spaces on the North Shore have been divided up between Pirate fans and Panther fans. So you can't just drive over hoping to get a space. If you haven't pre-purchased a space, you're better off going to Station Square and taking the Clipper, parking maybe up in the arena or somewhere in the triangle or even in the Strip District. And, you know, that's the most important thing I can get out to the people as far as what their parking options are. There are a few spaces left for Panther games, not many, so they can go to the Elko Parking website or I believe their own website, the Panther website, and see what their options are. But if you do not have a space that's already been purchased, don't expect to find it. Well, there you will not find a space on the North Shore.
Merrill, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know of the garages that are in the Golden Triangle area, the ones that people would, you know, have to go to now. What's the percentage of available spaces there? Is business brisk already?
You know, Paul, I would say that it's an option. But, you know, to add further to the crowd issues, we've got Hamilton playing in the theater district. So there's matinees as well as evening shows for that. So I suspect that the theater district is going to have its share of business because of what's going on in its own right. But there, as you go further into the triangle, yes, the public garages will definitely, you know, have some spaces first come, first serve.
And is it true that you're opening a little early, the lots?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Typically, it's 5 hours before kickoff for football.
10 a.m. is the earliest it will be open. If someone comes before 10, whether they have a pre-purchase space or not, they will not get in. The lots do not open until 10 a.m.
All right, that is a key. Lots will not open until 10, everybody. So,
Make sure you have a pre-purchase space.
Gotcha. I don't know if you have high anxiety or feeling good. You're selling all these spots, Merle.
Well, you know, like I say, we were hoping that these events would be spread apart because then you would have been able to accommodate, you know, the normal crowds for both events. But, you know, because of what happened, we really, you know, we would have filled these lots twice had the events been 7 or 8 hours apart. Now it's going to be once, and we had to split them between the fans. So it's not been – this is not ideal for the fans. And we're hoping that both Panther and Pirate fans are going to be respectful and patient with one another, and that if people follow the rules, we'll get through this unscathed. But we're going to have to approach this in a very controlled way, and we're hoping that the fans will be understanding of the situation.
Well, I appreciate your time and insight, Merle. Thank you.
Sure, anytime, Larry.
You got it. That's Merle Stabile, Elko Parking. He is the king, Paul.
What a grand collision of events. This Hamilton addition to it just boggles the mind. Think about that garage right there on the corner at Fort Duquesne and 6th across from the Byam. That's going to be just cheek to jowl. And the rest of them, too, near the district.
I should have bought a parking lot. The whole thing.
Wow, no kidding, Larry.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Sometimes our highways are parking lots, too. Here's Ellen Gamble.
And today would be one of those days. The good news is no parking lots caused by accidents or disabled vehicles at this point, Larry. Just the usual collection of cars and trucks and all kinds of vehicles. Parkway West inbound is one of those spots backing before the top of Green Tree Hill into the Fort Pitt tunnels. Behind those Liberty tunnels, you're definitely getting traffic that is heavy approaching, for example, on northbound 51, the intersection with Nobles Lane and White, and things ease off just a bit, and then it is backed heavily. About halfway between Edgebrook and Bowsman, making your way to the Liberty Tunnels there. West Liberty Avenue stacks to Brookside. Parkway East inbound, you're lining up solidly at the Wilkinsburg Interchange before the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. 28 and 279, 65, all still looking good heading into the city. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 735. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen. It's going to be dry and hot over the weekend. 84 today. Humidity starting to creep up. We're right around 60 now. It's pretty comfortable. And then tomorrow and Sunday, both 86 degrees. Stay hydrated, Paul, will you please? Don't make me nervous. So you're going to be on vacation. So,
Larry, you don't have to be concerned. I will have beverages at hand at all times.
And bourbon doesn't count for hydration.
Oh, darn.
The ice does in it. Yeah. Welcome to the weekend. I'm Larry Richard, along with Paul Rasmussen. Paul's feeling pretty good. He's got a week of vacation coming up. It'd be nice to sail into this weekend with that in your pocket.
Sail away, vacay. I like the idea.
Yeah, there is so much going on this weekend with the entertainment on the North Shore and then the Outlaw Music Festival coming up in just a few minutes. Chance to win some tickets to see Willie Nelson, Bob Dylan, John Mellencamp, and a whole list of other great stars.
They're all big stars.
One of the gigantic stories in Pittsburgh has been whether U.S. Steel should be able to be purchased by Nippon Steel. And from the very beginning, we've gotten mixed messages on this deal. And joining us is Ryan Ellis. Ryan, good morning.
Great to be here.
You've been working on this for a long time. So give us give us your background so people understand where you're coming from.
Sure. I'm the president of the Center for a Free Economy. I've been a conservative activist in Washington, D.C. for about 25 years, worked on tax and fiscal and health care issues for a very long time, worked quite a lot on the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act back in 2017, and took a look at this back around Christmas time or so when it was really starting to heat up, and took a look at the guts of this deal, saw that it was now about $15 billion was being put on the table by Nippon Steel to acquire what is a company that has seen its better days, frankly, behind it, was going to modernize this company, was going to put all sorts of foreign direct investment into this company, was going to do in many ways what, let's say a Toyota might have done 20 or 30 years ago in this country, created a lot of jobs, brought a lot of know-how from overseas over here, not moved anything overseas, put a lot of money here, a lot of new jobs here, didn't see any downside. And I think a lot of my colleagues, both left, right, and center, are in the same place.
So now we're hearing that the union right from the get-go was kind of, you know, against this deal. Then we know the candidates, and that included at one point President Joe Biden, former President Donald Trump, now Kamala Harris, saying they're against this deal. And then we hear, well, hold on a minute, let's wait till after the election. And then we saw a big rally last week in front of the Steel building, and with people that want this to happen. For us in Pittsburgh, still the headquarters, the Mon Valley sits there, and this would be a $1 billion investment in the infrastructure there. If not this, then what for all these workers?
Well, that's really the question. If bringing $15 billion to the table in order to buy a company, that's a lot of money for U.S. Steel to be able to buy it. And of that $15 billion, $3 billion alone is for modernization. It's not as if Nippon is going to put $3 billion into plant and infrastructure and equipment and then bug out and leave Pittsburgh. They're obviously here to stay. So it boggles the mind why that isn't good enough for the unions, why that isn't good enough for people that are skeptics of this deal. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. What is on the other side of this? I'm not sure U.S. Steel has another card to play. It has been a declining company for decades in terms of the number of jobs, in terms of its output, in terms of its size relative to other companies. It may be on the road to bankruptcy after this and not too many years afterwards. So this is probably the best hope for workers that are at U.S. Steel, workers that depend on products made by U.S. Steel. This is a lifeline that I would not, if I were U.S. Steel, or if I were a worker working at U.S. Steel, a family that's dependent on U.S. Steel, that relies on U.S. Steel products, downstream from U.S. Steel products, I would not turn this down at all.
Is there any chance, in your opinion, that this actually gets done based on the negativity we've heard surrounding it?
Well, there's politics and there's reality. And as everyone knows, when you're in political season, Pennsylvania being one of the 7 or 8 key presidential states, you have a silly season going on for about the next 6 weeks. My hope is personally that we're going to have cooler heads prevail either naturally or because lawsuits force them to prevail at some point after the first week in November, the first Tuesday in November. And we are going to see with a little bit more sobriety what a great deal this is for the Pittsburgh area, what a great deal this is for Western Pennsylvania and for U.S. Steel. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm a conservative, but been around long enough, I talk to people left, right, and center that are policy experts that look at this stuff fairly dispassionately, but at least from a different point of view, from liberals, conservatives, moderates, we all agree this is a very, very good deal. The only people who are not convinced this is a good deal are ideologues, people that are either on the left, totally in bed with big labor, let's put it very bluntly. The steelworkers have been, not been very honest brokers in this. The steelworkers union, I should say, has not been very good honest brokers on this. And then sort of a reactionary 1980s anti-Japanese jingoism on the right, you see here and there. That's really the only opposition to this. There's anybody who bothers to look at the numbers, bothers to look at the math, sees a very good deal on the table.
Well, we had heard President Biden was going to really kill this deal, but we also heard that our governor, Josh Shapiro, lobbied to hold on. So there's some breathing room. If they allow this to at least go post-election, it may still happen, but we'll see. Ryan, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Ryan Ellis, president of the Center for Free Economy, on the Big K Morning Show. Stick around. I got tickets for the Outlaw Music Festival. You got Willie Nelson. You got John Mellencamp, Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, and a whole bunch of additional artists at the Outlaw Music Festival tomorrow at the Pavilion at Star Lake. And we've got a pair of tickets for you right now. 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. Paul, pick a number, vacation man.
Five.
Five. Caller five, so be quick. 412-922-1020. That's quite a lineup. And the fact that Willie Nelson, in his 90s now, still out there performing is unbelievable. Really, when you see a lot of these artists, I just saw Jeff Lynne's Electric Light Orchestra, PPG Paints, this week. It was sold out. And there he is, you know, in his mid-70s, cranking out. He sounded, you know, great.
I had a great time watching a replay of a concert that he did, a live concert at a great big open venue in London, and the crowd was massive, and he had the full orchestra with him. It was just awesome to listen to.
And we saw Bruce Springsteen. You know, all these artists that are getting up there are still out there doing their thing, but Willie...
Yeah, he did two shows.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Willie's maybe the oldest performer of this level, this caliber of talent that's out there.
It's a safe guess.
Yeah, so enjoy that show. And then everybody on the North Shore, the Backyard Brawl. You know who people in West Virginia, particularly in Morgantown, really don't like is Pat Bostic, former Pitt quarterback.
Oh, of course.
Because 13-9, yep. That was the score. So just to set this up, because we're going to talk to Pat coming up after the news.
And all you have to do is say 13-9, and people know what you're talking about when you're talking Pitt football.
So when Pat was the quarterback then, I believe West Virginia was ranked number two. And if they beat Pitt, they go to the national championship. This was their shot.
A very good team.
And nobody gave Pitt a chance. I think there were 28-point underdogs going down the
Morgantown. Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. And Bostic and the Panthers, 13-9. How did they do that? And then this is the 107th. edition of the Backyard Brawl. So we'll check in with Pat Bostic next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.